أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help. We beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our deeds and the evil of our souls. For those who Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided, there is none that can lead him astray. And for one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left astray, there is none that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds and he will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa kunu ma'as-sadiqeen and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best guidance is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in his book,
أفأمن الذين مكروا السيئات أن يخسف الله بهم الأرض أو يأتيهم العذاب من حيث لا يشعرون.
Then do those who plan evil feel secure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not sink them into the earth by causing her to swallow them, or that the torment will not seize them from directions that they do not perceive? And again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asks us in the Quran, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ Kifata, have we not made the ard, the earth, kifata, a receptacle? You know, a place that you put something in. Alam naj'ali al-ard kifata. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, thus the subject of our khutbah today is the swallower of sinners. But before we begin, let us first discuss what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the Muslims to know about what he created. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, he was reported to have said that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam told me, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the earth and everything in it in 6 days. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the earth and the mountains on Sunday, and the seas on Monday, and the rocks on Tuesday, and the bull on Wednesday, and the other animals on Thursday, and Adam alayhi salam on Friday, and everything else on Saturday. This earth, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created on Sunday, are the seven earths. So the first, this one, is named Rakhah. The second is named Shaws Bata. The third is Muqbila. The fourth, Nadhima. The fifth, Shafila. The sixth, Makitha. And the seventh, Al-Qalba. These are the names well known to the scholars. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he continued, if you wanted to walk the earths that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, you would need 500 years to do so. 400 years just to cross the wildernesses and the undeveloped spaces, and 100 years to cross those lands that have been developed. Thus, three earths have nothing built upon them, while the remaining four are developed with structures. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to this earth by at least seven names in the Holy Quran, as he said, الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا. He is the one who made the earth firasha, a carpet spread out for you. And he said, اللَّهُ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا. He is the one who has made the earth qarara for you, a dwelling place. And he said, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا. Meaning that, do those who deny see that the heavens and the earth were at one time رَتْقًا, a solid mass? And he said, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ بِسَاطًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the earth بِسَاطًا, meaning expansive, for you. Again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asks us in the Holy Quran, or rather he reminds us in the Holy Quran, that he is, as he said, الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ مَهْدًا. That means, it is he who is the one who has made the earth a cradle for you. And he reminds us, وَالْأَرْضِ ذَاتِ الصَّدَعِ. And the earth, as it is صَدَعِ, meaning lush with vegetation. And again he says, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ كِفَاتًا. And have we not made the earth كِفَاتًا, a receptacle, a place where he puts things. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, dear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he warns us that it is him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, surely his is the creation and the command. Blessed be he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of all the worlds. What is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the Muslims to know about the earth that he created? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reported to have said, Jibreel alayhi salam said to me, I swear by the one who sent you with the truth as a prophet, to the west of the earth there is a white world in which dwells creatures Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. Their flesh has been scoured away due to their constant crying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me to ask them, why do you cry like this when you have never sinned for even a blink of an eye. They replied, "We fear the wrath of Allah and the punishment of the fire." Imam Ali alayhi salam, he asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Are they harassed by Iblis? Or are they like Adam alayhi salam?" Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "I swear by Allah al-Haq, who has sent me as a prophet. They don't even know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, and they have never heard of Iblis. May Allah curse him. No one knows their number except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they only see the sun for 40 days out of a year, and they neither eat nor drink." Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us to know about this earth? I remind you what Luqman the wise alayhi salam reminded his son. He said, "If you want to settle upon any place in this earth, you should first choose a spot with the best color and the best soil, with the best herbs. When you have made your choice, make 2 rak'ahs. And when you leave, make 2 rak'ahs to greet the people of this place, because each spot on the face of the earth has an angel assigned to it." Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, that the very spot upon which we make salah will bear witness that it was made salat upon, on our behalf, on the Day of Judgment. And it will weep when we leave this dunya, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed it to be a place that He was remembered and worshipped. And again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I warn you, as I warn myself, be careful where you choose to do your dirt, because the dirt where you do your dirt will come and bear witness to the dirt that you did on it. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to know about this earth can be found in the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said, "I see that which you don't see. The heaven cries upon the account of the heavy load of the angels prostrating upon it, and it is justified to do so. There is not a space equal to that of 4 fingers in the heavens or upon the earth that is not occupied by angels prostrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By Allah, if you could know what I know, you would laugh little and weep much. You would not enjoy the beds of your wives. Instead, you would be rushing into the streets and the wilderness in search of Allah's refuge." أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم استغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He asks us, أَأَمِنْتُمْ
في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور.
Do you feel safe that he who is over the heaven will not cause the earth to sink and swallow you? Then behold, it shakes. Mr. Jeff Bush felt safe, but he wasn't. A CNN reporter asked his sister, "Did you hear anything? Was there any warning? Where were you when this happened?" She said, "I was in the room adjacent to his, and there was no warning whatsoever. Only a loud boom like thunder. And I heard him shout for our brother, and that was it. Did you suspect anything like this?" She said, "We had been living in this house since 1976. Nothing like this had ever occurred in our area, and we never had a clue that this was possible." So the earth opened up a mouth 30 feet wide and nearly 30 feet deep in Sefner, Florida, last Thursday night, and swallowed Jeffrey Bush, and only Jeffrey Bush, alive. Heavy machinery, sonar, and barehanded digging have yet to find what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want found. Authorities are calling this event unprecedented. But the Muslims, we know that's not true. This has happened before. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, "But those who had been given religious knowledge said, 'Woe unto you! The reward of Allah in the hereafter is better for those who believe and do righteous deeds. And none can attain such except who are patient.' And so we cause the earth to swallow him and his dwelling place. Then he had no group or party to help him against Allah, nor was he one of those that could save himself." Who was this? Spoke about this, Qarun. Again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he warns us, "Qul, say, إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِيرُونَ مِنْهُ. Surely, the death that you are running from, it will meet you. Then you will be sent back to Allah, the all-knower of the unseen and the seen, and he will tell you about what you used to do." Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, according to the mother of the believers, Umm al-Hakam Zainab bin Jahash, she gives us a hint to why, radiallahu anha, by the way, she gives us a hint to why this happens. She said, "Once Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came to me and was very worried. And he said, 'La ilaha illallah. There is no God except Allah. Waylun. Woe upon the Arab for the evil consequences which are approaching. There is a breach that has been made in the wall holding back the Jews and the Ma'juj.' And he made a hole like this with his forefinger and his thumb. I asked him, 'Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, shall we be destroyed while there are a number of righteous people amongst us?' He said, 'Yes.' Now, yes. when evil, al-khubth, becomes common. When the khubth becomes common. It's important to understand this word. It doesn't have any shade of meaning except pure evil. And it's what we seek refuge from when we enter the restroom. Al-khubth wal-khaba'ith. The evil, the harmful, what is now common. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it's important for us to understand. We have been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bear witness. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be guided to al-Islam. So the burden is greater upon us. We can't claim we didn't know. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warns us.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْذُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ أولئك هم الفاسقون لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون
O you who believe, take heed of Allah and be mindful of your duty to Him. And let every person be mindful of what He has sent forth. And take heed of Allah. Surely Allah is all aware, well informed of everything that you do. And do not be like those who forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thus He caused them to forget themselves. They are the fasiqun. Not equal are those who will be companions of the fire and the companions of paradise. It is the companions of paradise that are the winners. Now, some of you may be asking, well, you didn't translate fasiqun. What's that mean? Pay attention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He did not once in any of these three ayahs, not once did He say, kafirun. Which we know to mean those who don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or munafiqun. Those who are hypocrites, they say they believe but they really don't believe. Or kathibun, liars. Or mushrikun, those who associate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, other gods, or they follow their own desires. And they make that their god. He didn't say any of that. All of those are defined by their disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kafirun, munafikun, kathibun, mushrikun. The fasiqun, they are unique. The fasiqun, in fact, say they believe, and they believe that they believe. But they forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, they are not conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's not their concern. Somehow, they have managed to convince themselves that the rules of Allah don't apply to them.
says, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ. And whoever turns away from the remembrance of Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we appoint for him a shaytan as a qareen, an intimate companion. You know, intimate means he know everything about you. And you like him to be around. You prefer that whisper. You like it. It's close to you. It's intimate. It's something that only you know about. And Allah assigns it to you. And surely that shaytan obstruct them from the path. But they think that they are guided aright. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, they disobey with no regret. That's what you need to understand about the fasting fool. That's why they are unique. They think they believe, and they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with no regret. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, you have to be careful. Because it's only the shaytan who would let you think that disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is okay. And so he gets you to thinking that coming to Jumu'ah is late all the time is okay. As if Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha nudiyat lis-salati min yawm al-jum'ah fas'aw ila dhikrillah wa dharru bayh. Dhalikum khayrun lakum in kuntum ta'lamun. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say that. When you hear the call on Jum'ah, rush to the salah and abandon any business. That is best for you if you but knew. Or they keep selling liquor and drugs as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say that these are a monstrous invention of the shaitan. Or they sell lottery tickets as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't include that amongst the monstrous inventions of shaitan. Or they keep kicking it with their girlfriends and their boyfriends, as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say, La taqrabu zina, do not go near fornication. They have forgotten Allah, and thus He has caused them to forget themselves. And it's clear from that very next ayah, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, لَا يَسَوِي, they are not the same. They are not the same, the companions of the fire and the companions of paradise. The companions of the paradise are winners. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, in His book, we punish them for the sins. Some of them, we sent husbanan, a wind against them. Others were overtaken by a sayha, a mighty blast. I hope we don't have amnesia. We began this year with a mighty blast over Russia. It was a mercy that it was 30,000 feet in the air. Because the blast by itself, that being that high, it still took out the windows of 300,000 homes. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, and some of them, we caused the earth to swallow. And others we drowned. And Allah didn't wrong them, they wronged themselves. Again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us upon an arwa, something that prays to Him, ask Him
for something.
That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says one day He will inspire her, reveal to her. لِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَالَهَا,
because her Lord has revealed something to her.
This earth prays and asks Allah, can I get that one? Can I get him?
That facet, can I eat him please?
And Allah may say no. Give him time. Can I cause one of my mountains to slam him please? I'm tired of his sins on me. And Allah mercies that person. No, give him some time. Maybe he may repent.
But some, as he says, we cause a wind to slam them.
Or we cause a blast to obliterate them. Or we cause the earth to eat them. So some don't get a pass.
You could be next. You could be next. أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ أَنْ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمُ الْأَرْضِ.
You feel safe? Are you doing that sin right there? You feel safe? Are you good? You sure? That's what Allah is asking us. Oh, you good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ain't got no power over you, right?
You shouldn't feel safe. And you should not be fooled into thinking that the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not coming just for you.
Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, for those of us who take heed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I remind you, as I remind myself, that He said that the Quran is shafa'un wa rahmah, a cure and a mercy. One of the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam found himself stuck in the worst part of town. A place that if you weren't the one robbing and killing, then you should expect to be the one robbed and killed. So he feared for his life. And he was wondering what to do, and Allah blessed him to remember something that he heard from Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. So he applied his knowledge to the situation, made camp, and slept soundly. At daybreak, Muhammad ibn Sirin radiallahu anhu, he readied his mount and was just about to leave when a man approached him very cautiously. When he came near as the man dared, he asked him,
are you a man or a jinn?
Muhammad was shocked. What? I'm a man, of course. Why would you even think that of me? The man was still wary. And he looked at Ibn Sirin and he shook his head. He said,
no. You are a jinn.
He said, I assure you, my name is Muhammad ibn Sirin. I am not a jinn. Why do you believe that I am not speaking the truth? The man became agitated. And he said to him, look, me and my troop, we saw you when you made camp. And we had decided and surrounded you that we were going to grab you, cut your throat, and take your stuff. So we launched our attack. Again and again and again. 30 times we tried to just come near you. And each time we tried, we found a barrier of iron blocking our path. Finally, my partners gave up. They were convinced that you were some kind of powerful jinn and they left. But I decided to stay behind and find out for myself when it was daylight. So tell me, if you are a man as you say, how did you protect yourself from us? Ibn Sirin radiallahu anhu, he said, what you have seen and witnessed
is the truth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Abdullah ibn Umar told me, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever reads these verses of the Holy Quran before he sleeps, it contains 33 ayahs by which Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send angels to stand guard over him. Thus, no harm will come to him from that night until the morning. Ibn Sirin, he said, this is what blocked you. And should you read these ayahs upon a person who is sick, whatever ails them will be removed and he will be cured unless his destiny has come for him. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, some of you may be anxious to hear these ayah for yourself. And inshallah ta'ala we'll share them with you. But shall I tell you what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said? Something that is even faster in protecting the Muslim from calamities and hardships. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he commanded us, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, push away the waves of tribulation with sadaqah. Push away what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may decree to befall you. Again, remember, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Nothing happens without Allah deciding that it's going to happen. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's saying, if you want to push away that happening, sadaqah. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, remind you as I remind myself, give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what he asks, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you what you want. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله ولي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا أفرج علينا صبرا وتوفنا من المسلمين ربنا أفرج علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يعمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.